This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
So I was flying into Austin, where I live, into the airport, and I was flying in with a couple from Boston. And they were a young couple. I would say they're millennials, but they're a little bit on the older end of the millennials range, and they are buying their first home. They're buying in Georgetown, up in the north part of Austin. And I was asking, I said, oh, that's exciting. How many trips have you made here? Tell me about your home buying process. And they go, oh, we've never been here before. I go, wait a minute, you just closed on a home and you never saw it? They go, no, we saw it, but we have never been here. I said, you have got to explain. And they said, well, what we did is we own, or they actually starting a tech company, and he's moving a tech company, it really doesn't matter, but from Boston down to Austin, and he's leaving some of it up in Boston, but he's moving it to another area. He wanted to move to another area. So he searched all the markets on the line, and was looking at different cities, narrowed it down to three, and then he started drilling into the real estate markets of each one of those three markets, and Austin came out as the number one city that he thought would be best for his company and where he could grow it and draw the greatest amount of talent. Then he said, I want to start looking at homes there. So what we did is we started looking online. We used Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, all of the other online services. They even have a ForSaleByOwner.com website. You can look at homes that are being offered even by consumers on a direct basis, on a for sale by owner basis. So he looked at all these homes, and he started narrowing it down to the area he wanted to live and then the type of home he wanted to live. And then he thought, you know, I better check out and see what I could qualify for on a mortgage, make sure I'm not trying to buy too much of a home. So he went online, got qualified online without talking to anybody, and knew that he could qualify this for this particular home. And then at the end of all that, he finally, because he had to, contacted a realtor that would work with him. And he selected a realtor based on that realtor being the most tech-savvy person that he could work with. He's a technologist. He wanted to work with someone who would handle technology, not struggle with it. They started touring homes doing FaceTime. Again, walking through a home, talking to the realtor in her headset, and he's saying, now, show me the kitchen. Walked in, showed the kitchen, looked at that, opened the cabinet doors, looked at all the different aspects of the home. And you could just imagine, just the same as you were walking through a home, you have a realtor doing a virtual tour with talking to them, and they're telling you different things about the home, and you're seeing the home. You can imagine, you could actually do that. So this individual did that, looked at the home, toured the home, selected the home, and they made an offer, and that's when they contacted the mortgage lender, and they began the process of getting approved. They got approved, they purchased the loan, closed the loan, and they had never been to Austin, Texas. They're so excited to be here. Now, they felt like they had been because of all the virtual touring and all the knowledge that they were able to gather online. So I come back to say this. If, in fact, you could do that, what would keep a buyer from hiring an Uber driver to walk out and walk through a home? You don't even need a realtor. Are there going to be new emerging services where you can go out and hire someone to walk through homes? There is so much potential disruption coming to the real estate industry, because when there's that much, a 6% commission being paid, in some cases for what? I'm not just degrading the value of realtors, folks. There is a lot of great, hardworking realtors out there, but we all know in the mortgage industry, there's a fair number of them out there that don't work too hard, and the value they get, their only value is seeming like harassing us mortgage lenders on getting that loan closed faster so they can get their commission. That borrower doesn't even get considered. So I think there's disruption coming, and this lawsuit that's happening up in Chicago, look at the show notes, you'll see more, you get more details on it, is one of the factors that could be the catalyst to cause for a change in commission structure to realtors. A special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and our newest sponsor, United Bank. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great week.
Been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.